Well, at the beginning, we didn't expect to get into nursing. I think that's the major thing. And yeah. We want people to know, be aware of it from the beginning so that they don't need to go through what we went through and change from another course.
But a lot of, you know, men, I guess, don't really see nursing as a career for them during high school because, you know, it's always been talked about as a woman's job. But really, it's anyone can do it.
And there's stereotypes, which are a number of them, which surround men in the nursing work environment. The point of the event is to try and debunk some of those stereotypes. In your experience, and Caleb too, what are some of the stereotypes that surround men in nursing?
Yeah, I guess that some of the main stereotypes for me are around about some of the feminine values of nursing, particularly, and viewing men that undertake nursing, looking at them as being quite feminine. And I guess that caring, as Jake's kind of highlighted, is one of the essential components of nursing. And I think to be a successful nurse, you really need to care about your patients. And so I think people being in touch and men being in touch with their emotions, I guess, and showing a bit of empathy towards another human might be viewed as quite a feminine thing to do in society today. So I think that the event kind of will debunk quite a few of those myths, hopefully.
And another one, it's kind of in the past seems as though females have fallen into the nursing profession and it's more so been men who've strived to become doctors or in that so-called higher order position. Is that still the case today?
No, like in practice, you'll see, I think that the latest statistics show around about 10% of the workforce are men in nursing. However, you look around some of the clinical areas today, the key areas that men particularly work in nursing tend to be more critical care areas, so the emergency department, the ICU, mental health and primary health care. But you have a look at some of the clinical areas and now more and more of the younger medical workforce are becoming females as well. So it's quite typical these days to have a male nurse and to have a female doctor as well. So I think it's been kind of thought particularly it might be some of the more technical areas that draws men into. And I guess through our event, we often find that some of the students that come through are really interested in, say, the simulation that we do at UTS because it's quite technical and quite hands-on, and I guess that this is probably reinforcing the stereotype, but guys like to play with kind of, you know, games and toys and that sort of thing. So I think that some of the higher, more technical areas draws guys to undertake work in those areas.
Well, Jake and Shaq, there's a multifaceted field of nursing. Is there anywhere in particular that you guys are interested in or you're interested in kind of pursuing down the long run?
I guess palliative care. For now, that's just what I have on my mind. But it could change because we have clinical practice and we can just have a go at every single different segment of nursing. And then you can have your like final decision at the end. So it's pretty cool.
Probably emergency medicine or something like that because I find that stuff so interesting. And you're involved with the patient from the get-go as soon as they enter the hospital. And you can really, I don't know, go along the journey with them until they get to the wards. And yeah, as Caleb said, I mean, surgical, ICU, emergency, it just attracts a lot of males.
Have you had any experience of these stereotypical reactions to being a male nurse, like even from patients or other people in the hospital?
I guess you could have patients, you know, ask for a female nurse because they're just more comfortable with a female nurse. But most of the patients don't mind as long as you're confident about it.
Yeah, I found the same thing as Shaq. Patients don't really care that we're males. Generally, if I was in hospital, I would have expected it would be a female in the past. But now, these days, I mean, it could be male or female. It doesn't matter, really. But obviously, stereotypically, the reactions. I have got some from older nurses who have, you know, been working for years and years and just don't believe that males should be nurses. I've got a few reactions like that. But just besides that, not really as much as I thought, to be honest.
In your time working in the nursing profession, what have you come across, Caleb, in the world of stereotype?
I guess it's funny, I'm thinking about my training, which I undertook in Scotland as well at a university there. It's funny, I always remember on my clinical placement, the first encounter with someone being a bit, not anti-male, but preferring a female assistant with their shower. And so it was like they were saying to me, oh, son, I don't want you to shower me. you know, can I have a woman? And I guess it's about how you how you face that and how you communicate with your patients around about preferences. Often when we see patients in the acute care setting, they're often very sick and very vulnerable and really value the support that they get from nursing staff. And I think that at that time of need, people do have preferences, and that's perfectly okay. But I think it's how you approach that situation and deal with it as well. And I think more and more in contemporary nursing society, there is an increase in males in the workforce, and it's about how that's communicated with the general public as well in terms of the care that they will receive in hospital. Touching upon something though, if we think about patients generally go to the hospital as well and will be seen by a doctor, and often people won't have a preference for doctors or you know, some of the potentially more invasive procedures, you might have gender preferences if you're undergoing something that's a bit more intimate in terms of a procedure.
Just one question I want to pose, this is as a very general one. Are there major differences between male and female nurses in 2015?
No.
I don't think there is. No, there isn't.
No.
I really tried to think about that one, but no.
Yeah.
There really isn't.
We tried to discuss this the other day, but no, there's no difference.
Yeah. And why do you think there isn't a difference?
Because the quality of care doesn't matter what, you know.
As long as you care for the patient, I mean, that's all that matters at the end of the day. If you've got that caring attitude and...
A guy can just be caring as a woman, so it's not...
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think there's anything to it.
And Caleb was saying, I guess for some young men who are in high school or just going into university and they haven't really thought about nursing being a profession, when you were doing medical science or even before that, did you have any view, like how has your view of what nursing is as student nurses changed?
To put it simply, I feel like we kind of underestimated nursing. Basically we just underestimated it. We didn't really think about it. And at the time we thought, you know, medical science sounds cool, but once you go through the course, you realize that, and you find out about nursing and you actually explore it, you go, well, this is pretty good. It's actually really practical. It's useful.
I agree. As I said before, I never thought I'd be doing nursing in high school because I always thought, you know, it was a woman's job, you know, stereotypes and stuff. But once you get to university, you realize that in any career, any job, I mean, anyone can do it. It doesn't matter about your gender. I mean, nursing's great. There's lots of fields to explore. And I mean, that's how we got clinical placements to explore what areas we're most interested in.
Caleb, you did research a couple of years back about men in nursing on television and how in certain programs they're portrayed to be in a certain way.
Yeah, we undertook, it was actually with some colleagues from University of Western Sydney in 2012, 2013. And we looked at a number of variety of fictional dramas on television that had male nurse characters. So Nurse Jackie and Private Practice and so on. Obviously, TV informs a lot of potential students or young people's career choices somewhat. And so it's important that there's an accurate representation of men in nursing through those dramas, because it does help shape and inform people's opinions of different professions. And we found that it really implicitly reinforced the stereotypes that you think of male nurses. And so that being med school dropout, doctor's handmaiden, the sort of feminine homosexual type character, or the prop minority character, and also as a bit of humour to add into it. So there wasn't much of an accurate portrayal really in those series that we looked at, and there was real need to sort of develop an accurate portrayal in the media of what it is that men in nursing do, that they're a skilled profession and that they're equal to their female counterparts. So I think that wasn't great for the profession in terms of how these characters are portrayed in these series, and that there's need really to sort of raise awareness that we are skilled, highly skilled healthcare professionals, and that, you know, we are equal as our counterparts, our female counterparts.
So a question for Jake and Shaq. What is the thing that you want most to come out of the event?
Well, especially for high school leavers, that there is...
awareness.
Yeah.
I think awareness is important. I want them to know about it, you know, explore
it.
That
it is a job that you can do, and that you don't have to be a female to go into it.
I want them to consider it. Like, if you consider it, then half the job's done, because then you go and think about it. We didn't consider it before. That's the only reason why we didn't do it earlier. But once you get to consider it, then you find out. It's pretty cool.
I mean, if you care for people and considering nursing as a job, just go for it, because it is a fantastic job. that will come at the end of it. You'll always be helping people, and you don't have to be female to do it.